Let's talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. How are you this morning, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. As we head into summer, we need a decent pair of sunglasses. And I was in JB Hi-Fi the other day and I saw Bose are selling sunglasses. And I thought, I've got to ask you about that. What's that all about?
Look, it's kind of crazy, actually, that we're even talking about this. A pair of sunglasses that have polarized lenses. They still work as sunglasses, but they actually have small speakers built in and even microphones built into them as well. So they connect via Bluetooth to your phone so you can listen to music while you're either walking around or even riding a bike, but also you can take calls on them as well.
So they don't actually have little buds that go inside your ear?
No, they don't. So what they do is that the small speakers are right above the ear and they've engineered them in a way that they effectively fire the audio into your own ears. And it's interesting that when I wear them, people sitting next to me can't actually hear the music, even though I can hear it really clearly.
That's amazing. And you're saying you can have a conversation. Where's the microphone located?
So the microphones are actually further towards the front of the frame. So if you think about the arms of the sunglasses, they're more towards the front. So they have one on each side to help sort of create this little beam forming around you to hear you properly.
Jeff, are you speaking on one of those right now? Because the sound is good.
The sound is good. I'm speaking to you through a pair of the Bose frames.
Oh, very nice. Are there other brands that are taking on the same thing? Because I only saw the Bose ones.
Yeah, so from a sunglasses point of view, there's not a lot that you have in terms of options because, to be honest, who's doing this idea? But what Bose has at least been doing is bring in different types of styles. So you've got ones that are more female skewed and ones that are more male skewed. But they've also got one which is dedicated for sport use, which looks more like a pair of, you know, I guess marathon runners would wear them or hardcore cyclists would wear them. And they're the sport sunglasses. They've got added water resistance in them and things like that. So if you are planning on, you know, going riding in the bush with them, there is a pair that you should be wearing for that. And there's a different pair you should be wearing if you're going for a stroll.
So if you walk indoors and you know how you get your sunnies and you push them up to the top of your head, do they still work under those circumstances?
So this is one of the problems, right, is outside sunglasses make sense. You
can
listen to your music. But once you get home or you walk into a shopping centre, you need to take your glasses off. And as soon as you do that, the music stops. So once you actually tilt the glasses forward, they automatically power off. And if you put them above your head, I mean, you could do that, but the audio would be terrible and actually won't be able to hear it very well. So that's probably the biggest problem with these is they're headphones that only really work outside.
I can imagine also, surely there's a manufacturer of normal specs, normal glasses, that would surely be looking at this for people that have to wear glasses all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that this is the second version from Bose in the frames, and they have now started to allow prescription lenses to be inserted into the frames. But the biggest question I've always had for them, and they did answer, was who are you working with? Because surely Ray-Ban, Oakley and others are going to be saying, we want to do this, we want to have our frames and you just put the speakers inside of it, and they just said, watch this space. So
yeah.
I think that if this market does take off, you'll start to see this become much more prominent.
Well, and it would certainly bring to mind the song I Wear My Sunglasses at Night. Why? So that I can talk to Jeff Quattromani on the phone, of course.
It's the weirdest thing. Even talking to you now, it's a strange thing to be doing that I've got my sunglasses on. I'm actually inside, and here I am having a conversation too.
Sounds perfect. As always, look forward to catching up and talking more technology next week. Thanks, mate.
Thank you.